I love making water drops on my photos. This is such a cool little tip. I got to show you this. You can load up any photo in Photoshop and apply these water drops to it, and it looks totally awesome. I've loaded up this little texture image that I have right here. Now, you can follow along with me. Go into the Project Files folder on the CD, open up the water drops folder, and you'll find the drops image right here. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. This is so cool. I love this effect. Go over here and just go ahead and make a new layer on the layers palette after you open up the image. Just like that. Okay. Next, just go up here on the toolbar and make us grab the lasso tool. Okay. If you don't see the lasso tool, just click in this little spot right here. A little menu will pop out. Just go ahead and select the lasso tool right there. There you go. And just go ahead and start making selections on your image. These selections are actually going to be the little water drops. If you want to make more than one selection, all you have to do is just hold down the shift key on the keyboard, and you can draw another one just like that. Check that out. I'm going to draw one down here. Whoa, that's a big one. I'm going to draw a little one over here, and just a little one over here, just randomly. It doesn't have to be perfect. There we go. There's one, and I'll just put another one right there, and one right there. There we go. And just a couple more, maybe a couple more little ones right there, medium-sized one. So there you go. That's all you have to do. Just go ahead and release the key, release the shift key on the keyboard, okay? Now, next after this, there's one other thing I want you to do. Just come right up here to select, down here to modify, and what we got to do is just smooth out that selection. Just smooth it out a little bit. Just go ahead and enter in a radius of 10 pixels, okay? I've got 10 in there already. I'm going to go ahead and just click OK. So 10 pixels, and then just go ahead and click OK after you've done that. There you go. Okay, now just fill the selections in with any color. It doesn't really matter, but you know, I like to stay within like more like a blue color. So I'm just gonna go over here and just click on the foreground and just select blue. And it doesn't have to be any specific kind of blue. Any blue will work just fine. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. And just select the paint bucket on the toolbar and just click inside one of the drops, one of my selected drops here, and that'll fill in all the drops. Okay? Next, just come right up here to select, and just go ahead and just select that selection, because we don't need that anymore. And, okay, the next thing we're going to do, let's see here. Let's go ahead and double-click right next to the name on the layer. And when you do this, it will bring up the layer styles. Watch this. Here we go, the layer styles. Okay, I'm just going to bring this just a little over here so we can still see the drops as we change the layer styles, okay? This is really cool. So the first thing, you'll see the blending options up here. It'll be selected first, okay? And then you can just come in here, and for the blending options, all right over here where it says fill opacity, we're just going to change this fill opacity. Select this little value input area here and just enter in 5, just like that, okay? Then come right down here where it says knockout, and just go ahead and click on a little mini right there, a little pop out will show up, and just go ahead and select shallow from the knockout area right there, okay? Then just come right over here on the layer styles list, and let's select drop shadow, okay? I'm going to give a little drop shadow there just to make it look a little more realistic, you know? So for the opacity of the drop shadow, let's enter in about 36. Enter about 36 for the drop shadow. And then come right over here and enter in, or just select inner shadow, okay? And for the inner shadow color, come right over here, right next to the blending modes menu right here, just see a little black box. Just go ahead and click on that, and the color pick will come up. Right down here where the hex value input is, select that with the mouse. You go ahead and just select that, and we're going to enter in a number in that area. Go ahead and enter in 3599. FF, just like that, and that'll give that cool blue color that we need for our drops, all right? I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Now, for the opacity right up here, just go ahead and enter about 50% opacity right there. You see that? Okay. Now, just come right over here and click on Inner Glow, okay? We'll set the options for the Inner Glow now. For the opacity, enter in about 42 around there. And down here where it says elements, in this element section right here, we'll see a little slider here for the size. Go ahead and enter in 30 right there. Select that and just enter in 30. And come over here and select bevel and emboss over here on the little layer style selection over here. And for the bevel and emboss, we are going to do, let's see here, we're going to change the depth right up here, okay? Select this, so go ahead and select that with the mouse, little value input area there, and enter in 640, so a 640% bevel and emboss, right? So that's pretty cool. That's some serious depth right there. So, but down here where it says the size, just go ahead and change the size to about 27, okay? And then you can go ahead and just soften that about 16. There you go. And the highlight opacity, come all the way down here, the highlight opacity right here, go ahead and change that just to 100%. So you can just go ahead and move that slider all the way up at the very top, and that'll go to 100%, okay? And the shadow color, you can leave that at 75%, but I want you to change the shadow color a little bit. So go ahead and click in that little box right there and select the hex value input area right here and enter in 93C6FF, just like that. And when you're done, go ahead and click OK. Let's move this out of the way. And then, oh, we kind of got some drops going on there. But I want to show you something else here. Go ahead and click OK. Make sure you click OK to confirm that. And there's something I want you to do here. What we can do is to make the edges of our drops a little more defined, making them a little bit sharper. This is really cool. Come right up here to filter, and come right down here to sharpen and select unsharpen mask. Okay, unsharpen mask will allow us to sharpen the edges of the drops a little bit, just make them look a little bit more realistic. I'm gonna start off with a 500% amount here, and I'm just gonna turn up the radius just a little bit. Turn up the radius, and as I do that, look what happens. So those drops become just a little more clear. Look at that. So this was before, and this is after, and you can see this is before, this is after. So check that out. So we got some sharper drops now. Check it out. And you can apply water drops to anything in Photoshop. This is so cool. I love this effect. So try this out. Look at that. We got water drops going around. So try this out on the images that you have. This is so cool. I love the water drops. Have fun.